Hello, and welcome to Sekihan. Today, Japan approved its first-ever consumption tax cut, and why the tax cut itself may not be the main event. On August 5, 2026, Japan's cabinet approved a plan to cut the consumption tax on food from 8% to 1%. The consumption tax is Japan's version of a VAT or sales tax, and food currently carries a reduced 8% rate. The cut would run for 2 years only, starting in April 2027. If it happens, it will be the first time the rate has ever gone down since the tax was introduced in 1989. But there is a catch. The tax cut is not actually the main event. Here are the three questions for today. First, if the first ever tax cut is not the main event, what is? Second, the cut plus the attached benefits cost about 5 trillion yen a year, roughly $30 billion. Who pays for that? And third, the Prime Minister has promised the rate will go back up in 2 years. Can Japan actually keep that promise? Let's start with what was actually decided. Here is what the cabinet actually approved. The document is a framework for introducing a refundable tax credit. A refundable tax credit subtracts a set amount from your income tax, and if your income is too low to use the full deduction, the difference is paid to you in cash. That new system is the core of the decision. The food tax cut is defined inside the document as a transitional step, a bridge until that system is ready. The scope matches today's reduced rate. Alcohol, restaurant dining, and catering are excluded. What does it mean for a grocery bill? An item priced at 1,000 yen before tax falls from 1,080 yen to 1,010 yen at the register. A household spending 50,000 yen a month on eligible food would save roughly 39,000 yen a year, about $250. Those figures assume the full cut reaches the shelf. How much actually shows up in prices is up to retailers and their own costs. And why 1% rather than 0? Officially, because 1% needs less time for system changes. It can start on schedule in April 2027. Here is how 6 months turned a pledge into a decision. At the February general election, the ruling party pledged to consider a zero rate on food for 2 years and won a landslide. In late July, a working-level chair proposed 1% for 2 years, and cross-party talks collapsed without agreement. On July 30th, Prime Minister Sane Takaichi announced the cut to 1% herself. And on August 5th, the cabinet approved the framework. One thing to keep straight, this is not final. The cut becomes law only if the bills pass the Diet, Japan's parliament, this autumn. Now the money. Press estimates put the revenue loss at about 4.4 trillion yen a year, national and local combined. Income-linked cash benefits for lower earners add about 0.6 trillion. Together, 5 trillion yen a year, around 10 trillion over the 2 years. And the funding source? The document rules out new deficit bonds, but defers the actual answer to next year's budget process. In other words, the spending is decided, and the paying is not. Here is the main event, step by step. First, a set amount is subtracted from your income tax. If your income is too low to use the full deduction, the remainder is paid to you in cash. Unlike a rate cut, which spreads thinly across everyone, the amount delivered can be varied by income. Full introduction is targeted for fiscal 2029, with additions based on the number of children. The income thresholds and payment amounts have not been decided yet. So why did the Prime Minister decide this herself? At the February election, almost every major party campaigned on some form of consumption tax cut. 6 months later, the party with the most modest pledge is the only one moving to legislate, while parties that demanded deeper cuts have turned critical, citing funding and design. Inside the ruling party, dissent never disappeared. The approval was unanimous, but 9 members were absent from the room. For decades, tax rates have effectively been set by the party's internal tax commission. This time, the rate was decided outside it. Whether that is a one-off or a lasting shift of power to the Prime Minister's office will be tested this autumn. Now, how Reddit reacted. Two threads again today. The first, on r/worldnews, centers on one doubt. Will the cut actually reach shelf prices? Alongside it ran a long argument about whether a food tax cut favors the rich or the poor. What makes the thread unusual is commenters testing the question against real cases, Germany and Sweden. The second thread, on r/JapanNews, is about the line the cut draws. Restaurants stay at 10%. First, the majority mood. Sure, I'll believe it when it actually happens. The cut will just be eaten by price increases. Another adds, the only winners are the companies. Then came the counter evidence. When Germany cut VAT during COVID, one user writes, most of the cut actually reached consumers. From Sweden, which halved its food VAT this year, another reports prices falling and staying down for 6 months. And one comment channels the Japanese shopkeeper. People happily paid 108 yen. Why would I sell at 101 for a cut that ends in 2 years? Cut the price now, and customers will complain when the tax comes back. Better to keep the difference. A cold but honest read. The second thread opens with confusion about headlines warning of restaurant bankruptcies. Their taxes didn't go up. Why would this cause bankruptcies? The answer worked out in the thread. Supermarket food gets cheaper while restaurant meals don't, widening the gap to 9 percentage points. Others doubted the effect. Chicken breast going from 60 yen to 56 per 100 grams won't make everyone suddenly start cooking. And a minority looked past the cut entirely. If this works, it's a textbook for other stagnant economies. Skepticism dominates the thread, but both sides are watching the same variable, whether prices actually move. Now the analysis. Start with the empty column where the funding should be. The framework rules out new deficit bonds, but defers every concrete answer to the budget process. Tax revenue has set records for 6 straight years, but a revenue overshoot is not the same as a permanent source covering 5 trillion yen every year. If the gap is closed by spending reviews, someone else's support gets trimmed. Household relief on one side, a new burden somewhere else. The same week, long-term rates stayed high, and Japan conducted its first coordinated yen-buying intervention in 15 years. No one has drawn an official line between the two, but fiscal credibility feeds back into rates, the yen, and ultimately the price of imported food. Next, the people left outside the 1% line. Restaurants stay at 10%, so the gap with takeaway food widens to 9 points. 4 industry groups have already issued a joint protest. Small farmers face a structural squeeze. Many are tax-exempt, and the tax they effectively receive on sales shrinks from 8% to 1%, while their inputs keep costing 10%. One private estimate puts the hit to small and mid-sized farmers at over 300 billion yen a year. The framework itself says support for restaurants and farmers will be considered. The side effects are officially acknowledged and officially unsolved. And the biggest question, can the rate really go back up? There are success stories. Germany restored its COVID-era VAT cut after 6 months, and the UK restored its cut after about a year, both on schedule. Japan's own precedent points the other way. A provisional gasoline tax introduced in 1974 as a 2-year measure lasted 51 years. Germany and Britain wrote the end date into law from day one, short, hard designs. This cut's deadline, March 2029, lands right after the upper house election of summer 2028. Campaign while voters enjoy cheaper food, then raise their food tax by 7 points right after pressure not to restore can come from every side. There is a second key to the exit. The rate is supposed to hand off to the refundable credit in fiscal 2029. But how income is assessed and who runs the payments is still being designed. And the framework itself admits that only about half the population has registered the bank account used for public payments. If the machinery is not ready, we can't restore it yet becomes a very persuasive argument for extension. German research adds a warning. When rates go back up, prices respond even more sluggishly than on the way down. Let's close. A historic first cut in a rate that never moved for 37 years, and an unfinished design that defers both the funding and the exit. The same cabinet decision contains both. How you weigh those two halves changes how 2029 will look. The takeaway: the main event is a rebuild of Japanese redistribution, from spreading relief thinly through tax rates to targeting it by income through benefits. And none of it is final. The bills go to the Diet this autumn. So the 2 years can be read as a pause for stretched households, or as the preparation period for that rebuild. Which reading you choose decides what the exit in 2029 will look like to you. The full article has the numbers, the party positions, and the complete Reddit threads, link in the description. Thanks for watching.